What do you want? Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about tonight here. Maybe we'll start with an email, Mark. You've got something that you're very excited about.
I am. It starts out, the subject line is, I have defeated your arguments.
Okay.
Which I love. So anyway, it's from Eric, and I'm just going to read it here. Starts out, dear nutcases. That's you and me.
Oh, boy.
I guess. I don't know. Maybe actually, the way he talks about it, he must be talking about you and Dale, because he's talking about this voluntarism thing. So
yeah,
I'm going to read it to you and then assume that I'm not a nutcase.
But he sent it to you.
He did.
I didn't get this email.
Okay. Yes, he sent it to FTL.
Also. Oh, okay. So he sent it to the general address.
Yeah,
got it.
You wouldn't get. All right. So I emailed you before, and you got great laughs from my emails. But I've been listening to you and have found the ultimate flaw in your anarchist argument. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not an anarchist. Are you an anarchist?
No, I'm a voluntarist.
Okay. Now, he says, you call it voluntarism, but...
No.
Right.
No,
well, that's probably a spell checker.
Maybe.
Voluntarism.
Yeah, volunteerism would be the idea that you are volunteering for some sort of, you know, community organization, for instance. Voluntarism is a concept that is essentially a description of how human beings should interact, and that human beings should interact on a voluntary basis or a consensual basis. That's another term you might want to use. You could call me also a consensualist if you wanted to.
Anyway. Okay. So he says, you call it volunteerism, but we all know it's anarchism. Now, you claim that you believe in something called the non-aggression principle, which says that people won't aggress against anyone.
You believe in this one, too.
I do. But your anarchist fantasy is aggression against people.
What?
Here's why.
All right. Lay it out.
I want government to do some things. I want this in my life, and I am not alone. And if you get rid of government, you are aggressing against me and anyone who wants government.
I've never said that you shouldn't be able to have government. I mean,
sure.
If you want to hire someone to tell you what to do, then you should be able to have that.
This, by the way, I think is one of the flaws, is you often will say that you want to get rid of government, because government in its current form, it means something to you as opposed to what governance might mean in a world where voluntary interaction.
I'd like to replace the coercive system with a voluntary system. How about that?
So one could choose the sorts of government that one might have.
There would be plenty of people who would love to fill the role of person who tells you what to do. I'm sure it would be no problem hiring someone to give you instructions as to how to live your life.
If I want to live in a drug-free society, and so do many others, and you succeed in eliminating government, then you are aggressing against everyone who wants a government that fights drug pushers and drug users. I'd point out here, Eric, that the government we have now doesn't fight drug pushers and drug users. It only fights drug pushers and drug users that use specific drugs. Now, we have things called drug stores,
yep,
where drug pushers in white coats hand there and, you know, they work within the system and hand out pills and things like that. I know that's not
those
what you're talking
drugs.
About here, but those drugs kill more people than overdoses
good.
Of illegal drugs
good,
in this country.
Because they're legal.
Right, okay. The legal drugs kill more people than the illegal drugs do. I'm not counting
not
people that are killed
what.
In turf wars or anything like that by you know, these sort of illegal drug pushers. But you use these terminologies, Eric, and what you've got to understand is this is what we've got today.
Well,
you don't live in a drug-free society.
No, and he's also ignoring the fact that because prohibition exists, doesn't do anything to eliminate those drugs.
No.
It doesn't eliminate the illegal drugs that you'd like to eliminate. You can't even, point of information, you can't even take drugs out of prisons. What kind of totalitarian regime would you want to live under in order to have this fantasy of yours that there are no drugs in a certain given area?
Yes. I mean, I was in prison for 9 years, Eric. I can tell you they couldn't keep drugs out of the prison. They couldn't do
it.
You don't live in a drug-free society.
If you can't keep drugs out of, if the government people can't keep drugs out of a prison, how on earth could you believe they could keep it out of an area larger than a prison?
If I
with
want
walls
live...
and barbed wire and guards and guns.
This is the the fantasy world that Republican, you know, small government types live in. That they really believe that it can be done. That you can secure the borders. You can stop drugs.
With enough funding, right?
You can do it. No, you can't. All right.
Just need to increase the size of the Border Patrol and the Drug Enforcement Agency,
right.
And that'll solve the
And
problem.
The military. Because listen to his next point. If I want to live in a society
Wait, before you go on, just another important point on this drug prohibition thing, this fantasy of his that he thinks that drugs could be eliminated somehow. Don't forget also that the reason that drugs get into prisons is because, well, the guards are bringing them in.
Yes.
They're bringing them there because there's a great profit to be made. You had told me, Mark, that when you were in there, you were able to attain the crappiest weed you may have ever experienced at a price that was 10 times street value. Now, street value is very inflated because of prohibition in the
yes.
first place. So you're talking about extra super inflated prices within those prison walls. It's because those guards are taking a significant risk bringing that in there. Sometimes they get caught at it, but no matter how many of them get caught, there's always somebody else who's willing to step up and fill their shoes because the money is just that good. And the more prohibited something is, the more valuable it becomes because the higher the risk is that one has to take in order to do business. There are also sheriffs around this country that make it their business to import drugs in quantity because they're untouchable. They're the sheriff. Who's going to suspect the sheriff of being the biggest drug dealer in a given area? I'm not saying it's every sheriff around the country, but I can tell you that I know it from good authority that people. I'm not going to say who, I'm not going to name names, but that there are sheriffs out there that are involved in this. So
it's easy to make an accusation. However, when you find the person that has the most, guys with guns on his team, it might be that that guy takes the opportunity to make a fortune and pass that fortune down to his underlings.
All right. So you're living in a fantasy if you believe you can control drugs.
Yeah. So he goes on. If I want to live in a society, this is Eric speaking here. If I want to live in a society that is free from terrorism, and so do many others, and you succeed in eliminating the government, then you are aggressing against everyone who wants a government that fights terrorism at home and abroad. And what I would say to this is I don't want the government fighting terrorism abroad because I believe that the government, in fact, in fighting terrorism
they
abroad,
created it.
Makes us the target of that terrorism. Yes, I think there are Looney Tune nut jobs that believe a crazy religion out there and that those people may very well want to come after American citizens. But I would tell you, Eric, it's because we've had American troops on their soil for decades. They want us off so that they can take control of their particular little land. Landmass that with their holy lands and all that other stuff. And I can't say that I think that they're too wrong for wanting us off their soil. I want us off their soil. It sounds like you want American troops in everybody's country. And that's not what America's about, Eric.
Well, at the same time, if the free marketplace or a voluntary society wouldn't preclude Eric and his violent buddies from going and forming themselves a little, squad of mercenaries and pooling some money together and buying some ultimate badasses to send over and bomb some people. I mean, if that's what you think is a good idea, then there wouldn't be anything prohibiting you from doing that. You just have to get together with other people of like mind. And indeed, you could create deliberate zones where certain things were allowed and certain things were disallowed. And to some extent, you'd have success because, I don't want to live in Utah. I don't want to go and live around the kind of people, and I know there's good regular people that I would get along with in Utah, but there's a certain tinge to the society there because of the influx of Mormons to that particular state. I don't want to move to Vermont. There are too many socialists there. So similarly, you and your other control freak buddies could go and get together and have your own little town where you, as I say, get a mercenary squad together and go bomb people around the world. If you think that'll be a good idea, then you should just do it. At least then you'll be the one responsible for those killings and not me. See, I'm not interested in supporting that stuff. So just don't force me to, and if you want to go and do it, that's your business. More on the way here with this email. Your calls as well about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Service restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of emu products at ValleyViewEmus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit ValleyViewEmus.com. That's Valley, V-I-E-W-E-M-U-S.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you're invited to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give the features for free, and they include the updates. Get signed up, and you will know what you whatever is new about Free Talk Live. We send it to you in your email box at updates.freetalklive.com. And signing up is free, of course. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. All kinds of people are moving here to New Hampshire in order to get Active for Liberty. That's the one thread that ties them together. There are lots of different people within that, within this movement, and they are a wonderful group. The people that I've been associating with and have had the opportunity to meet have been of just the highest caliber and wonderful folks. They are so helpful and so community-oriented, and I mean, the moment you arrive here in New Hampshire with a moving truck full of stuff, if you've announced your arrival in advance, you'll have at least a dozen people at your house to help you unload the truck. I mean, it's an incredible group of people that is also getting active in ways I've never seen. The Liberty Movement is really happening here in New Hampshire, and it's kind of setting the pace for the rest of for people around the country. At least that's what we've heard from people who are calling us from around the country, people like Catherine Bleisch from the Ladies of Liberty Alliance, saying that people are looking to New Hampshire. Liberty people around the world and around America are looking to the Free State Project for ideas, and because this is where the best activists are coming. A lot of the super activists are picking up, they're moving here to New Hampshire, and they're getting active. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it, to get signed up, and get up here. There have only been a few hundred people that have made the move so far. Mark and myself, we made the move 3 years ago, and it's been great so far. So go on over to freestateproject.org, learn more, get on board. Let's continue here, and then we'll take some of your calls about anything. But we started the show out with an email. I wanted to make sure we had the chance to wrap it up.
Yep.
This guy's saying he wants a world in which drugs are prohibited, in which he can go and kill people around the world. And well, he's saying that the Liberty viewpoint is anti him.
It's aggressing against him because he wants what he wants in the world, and he's not getting it. But what he's not making, what he's not understanding, he's is that he has to steal to get what he wants. The government that exists today takes money from me in order to perpetrate this war on drugs, which I think is wrong and I think is aggressive and I think is, antithetical to the Constitution of the United States of America. And it has to steal money to trot its military all over the world in 131 something. I think it's 131. It might be 130 plus nations in 700 plus military bases around the world. It has to steal all that money from me. I don't want to give it to it. I do not want my money taken to use for these purposes.
Right. So
therefore, him claiming that it's aggression for me to want to keep my own money is the most bass-ackward thing I've ever heard.
It's essentially
like a robber saying exactly. That I'm aggressing against them for not giving them the money in the till.
That's exactly where I was going to go.
For shooting them in the knee and saying, get out of my store.
Yeah.
No. It's not. I'm sorry, Eric. You're doing their very, very best. Now, he goes on.
But again, the free marketplace doesn't preclude him from having the things he wants.
Sure, he can have whatever system he wants, as long as it doesn't steal from me. You can go take military guys, to go against some enemy if that's what you think is best. If you can convince me that it's a good idea, I may give you some money and then we can, do it all together.
I'm not likely to do that.
If you can convince me that people need to be stopped from using substances and owning their own bodies and doing what they want, then maybe you can get some money from me and you can send out a little force of people with guns on their hips to stop people from using drugs.
I don't tend to believe that violence solves problems, so it's not very likely, but you could persuade. You can do. That's what I would like you to do. Is to try to persuade people to your viewpoint instead of threatening them with cages and violence.
He says, well, you get the point. I've proven that your volunteerism, anarchism, is aggression, just like the anarchist.
You've proven you haven't paid attention.
Just like the anarchist that killed one president a long time ago.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Well, I knew you wouldn't. That's why I've got it pulled up here. I knew it was William McKinley, but I can never say this guy's the assassin's name. William McKinley was killed by a self-proclaimed anarchist named Leon Zlogos. Pardon me, my Eastern European's bad, but that's kind of his name, and the guy was hung or something like that as a result. So that's the name that anarchists have, and that's one of the reasons why you don't call yourself that.
Well, it's also because not only the popular connotation of violence that is associated with anarchy or anarchism, but also because the term itself connotates a lack of rules and a lack of order. And I don't believe that a voluntary society would not have rules. I think there would be rules. In the same way that I have rules on my private property, and you may have rules on yours, so you would get to set rules. And it also, it's just, they're just not the same. Voluntarism is a description of human beings interacting and how they should best interact with one another. Anarchy is just a term for without rulers or without rule. Go ahead.
So he says, now that I have destroyed your viewpoint, what are you going to do? If you are moral people, here's what you will do. You will reject your violent volunteerism and support the very best political candidates that are the closest to your views
and
have
a
real chance of getting elected. Well, he didn't expect us to not agree or whatever. I'm just reading the rest of the email, man. And have a real chance of getting elected.
He's for real, isn't he?
Oh, you haven't even heard the let me finish this sentence before you say, is he for real?
All right.
He says, if you admit I'm right, this means that you'll vote for someone like Sarah Palin, for example. Now, I didn't think, of the four people that were sort of in the race for president in the final thing, I was initially pretty excited about Sarah Palin. But then I found more and more about many of the big government programs that really she had going in Alaska.
Yeah.
I still think that she was probably preferable to the other three people from whom we would have to choose, Joe Biden, Obama, and McCain. And so my hope would have kind of been that McCain would have won and Palin would have taken over. However, I decided that my vote was insignificant in the area of the presidential election. So I decided not to use it, and I traded it to somebody I traded it to my wife for her local votes. And
is that illegal?
I don't think so. Husbands and wives can do whatever they want.
That's against the law.
Whatever.
Votes.
Come and get me. Come and get me. I've admitted it. So that's what I decided to do because it made more sense to vote on a local level. And I was proven right. Sure enough, John McCain didn't lose by one vote in the state of New Hampshire.
About that?
Yeah. So it didn't matter whether I voted for John McCain and Sarah Palin or not.
Or Mickey Mouse.
Yep. Or whomever.
Is he done with this thing?
Nope. He says, but you won't. You will do is read this email with your on air with some stupid fake accent and laugh. Yuck, 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 yuck.
Did he write yuck?
Yuck, yuck, yuck. No, I'm doing that.
Okay.
Well, you will laugh your way all the way to the communist empire with Barack Obama as your leader. Barack Obama is not my leader.
How long has this guy been listening?
I don't know.
He said he wrote an email before, and we read it before, so.
Yeah. Look, man, it gets better. I do hope that you will have to will change your views and realize that I'm right. And I can suggest a way to make this happen. Read the Bible and accept Jesus as your Savior.
Because Jesus loves to kill.
Jesus loves the Republican Party. Hallelujah. How many Arabs would Jesus kill?
Oh, my gosh.
The reason I keep emailing you is because I realize that I am not disagreeing with you. I am disagreeing with the powers and principalities that are infesting your brains. That's demons. You're controlled by demons.
There's more to this?
Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless the USA in Christ. From Eric. P.S. Wow. Get saved seriously.
1-800-259-9231. That's the
California.
SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free. They include live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, webcam, and the brand new Free Talk Live listen lines. It's all there for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch. It's freedomsphoenix.com.
All right, let's go to your phone calls. You can dial in about anything. Scott is on the line in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Good evening, Ian and Mark. How are you?
Scott, well, what's on your mind tonight?
I admire you. I'll tell you why, and I don't mean to suck up, but it's true. You know, the motto of New Hampshire is live free or die. You epitomize that by your movement. I don't care what your critics say. You stick by what you believe in, and that's very rare in America today, where everything is motivated by the profit motive and selfishness. But I'll tell you why I'm calling. We know tomorrow is election day,
and I urge everyone in America, wherever
you're listening tonight.
Scott, you go on, I just want to point out that I am absolutely motivated by selfishness. I mean, the reason I want, and everyone is, by the way, it's just you can't get away from it. Obviously, you have to be selfish in order to survive to your next day. But I'm also motivated by selfishness in that I want to see a more free world for myself and everybody else, but I want to live in a more free world, and so it's purely selfishly motivated.
Well, anyway, tomorrow is election day. And
yes,
your listening audience, wherever you, whatever state you're in, I urge you not to vote. And you may say, well, why? Well, are you ignorant? I'm not ignorant or stupid. I stopped voting, gentlemen, a long time ago because the whole system is rotten to the core. It's rigged. People, it doesn't matter if it's Democrat or Republican. It's rotten. They're just serving their own self-interests. They want to feed from the trough like a pig. They want to line their pockets with money. I urge people, if they do want to vote, write in the name of Elmer Fudd, You know,
well, I generally agree with your sentiments about that, you know, the system is corrupt and that it attracts the easily corruptible or the already corrupted. Right. There's no doubt in my mind about those things. But at the same time, up here in New Hampshire and in Keene, where we're doing the show from, there's a young man that is running for city council. I know him personally, and I know he's a very principled, liberty-oriented dude. He's a New Hampshire native, and he is running for council, and tomorrow's the election. And I plan on going out to not only vote for him, but hold a sign for the guy. I helped distribute some of his flyers, and I know that he's principled, and if he ends up getting corrupted, then, well, that'll certainly say something to me about how powerful that that corruption factor is, presuming he actually wins. But he's the kind of guy who'd be willing to sign a pledge saying that he's only going to vote smaller government every issue, every time. And for me, that's somebody I can get behind. There aren't too many people like him, because the last time there was an election season, and honestly, I didn't do it this time around, but 2 years ago, the last time they had a local election, I contacted all of the candidates and I asked them if they would sign the small government pledge, and I couldn't find a single one of them, with the exception of Julia, my girlfriend, who was also running at that time. But of the regular candidates, not a one of them would sign the small government pledge. They all had some excuse. They all had some reason why they thought that government should get bigger in some areas, or they could not see themselves nailing themselves down to a principle like that. And so if there is somebody who's willing to really adhere to principle and to pledge to a principle up front, I don't mind getting behind somebody like that. How do you feel about it?
That's the whole point. I'm not saying this candidate, I'm sure he's very fine, but it doesn't matter what race you're looking at, Massachusetts, Ohio, Illinois, Indiana, all of these candidates are rotten. It doesn't matter, Democrat or Republican, the system is rotten. And I want to ask you a question. Because it's rotten, we need to take the wrecking ball, if you will, to it. We need to rip it down. It's like a house that needs to be condemned. It needs to be ripped down.
Well, I agree
rebuilt.
That the system, well, first of all, I don't want to rebuild this system. I want to move on to a voluntary society where humans can interact with one another consensually. I think that is the kind of system, if you even want to call it that. It's not really a system. I think that's
it's
the kind
system.
Of world I would like to live in. But how do you just take it? I mean, how do you just take a wrecking ball to it? I mean, that's great imagery, but realistically, how do you do that, Scott?
This is my ideas. Number one, special interest groups, PACs, must be forbidden by law. Candidates get free time on TV, and the days of needing $20 million like John Corzine in New Jersey, these multimillionaires, you ever hear of a guy named Steve Pagliuca in Massachusetts?
No, but what you're talking about is attempting
to... They want to buy the election.
What makes you think...
Yeah.
That you can get those ideas in through this corrupted system. What makes you, just the first one about, I forget whatever it was, but one of your ideas, what makes you think that you can get it through?
Gentlemen, it's so demoralizing, I don't know if anyone can get it through. The American people have to rebel.
Okay, that part I agree with. I think that people need to non-cooperate. I think they need to engage in civil disobedience. I think they need to say no.
Not if rebelling means picking up automatic weapons.
No, I don't
support
violence.
You know what I've learned from your show in the time that I've listened? Not that I didn't have these ideas before. I will not stand, although my father will want to knock my head off, but I will not stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I told him at a ball game, I will not stand. He says, he clenches his teeth. You better goddamn stand for that. You know, and he gets, he's a Korean War veteran. He comes from another, but what I'm saying is, if it was up to me alone, I will not stand for the pledge, even if people, ridicule me. I will not vote. I will not support a rotten government that fights wars all over the world where our boys die and come home maimed for the selfish interests of special interests and rotten politicians, greedy bankers on Wall Street.
What was it they said? Gandhi said, Mark, first they laugh at you, then they resist you.
Well, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win.
First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. If they're laughing at you, Scott, or they're deriding you for standing up for what you believe in, or rather sitting down in the case of the pledge, then that's okay. You know, let them be angry because it's just them being frustrated, you know, at themselves for not understanding or not being willing to listen to what you have to say there. And I have to say, it's been an unusually pleasant conversation with you tonight. Scott, thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Right. We learned something.
I understand the frustration that people have about voting. I get it. Likely your vote is insignificant. If you live in some state besides New Hampshire, I understand not voting. And as a matter of fact, I understand if you decide you don't want to vote in the state of New Hampshire in some of the major metros because it seems like they're going to do what they want. In the smaller towns and cities, I think that your vote counts. The smaller towns, basically, I think your vote does count, and that's the reason that I continue to go and be involved in local politics because I think that it matters to some extent.
800-259-9231. I would agree with you, Mark. I came close. I skirted the idea of not voting. You know that. You've managed to talk me down from the ledge
a few times
in the past, and it's just sometimes it gets so frustrating to me that
it's
I just
frustrating, but like there's these cliches that come with voting. Voting is violence against your neighbor.
That's
no.
not true.
Voting's voting, violence is violence. Right. You can, you know, like I will agree that you can vote for people that will be violent, but I'm not so sure that even voting for a violent person would be considered violence if since you have, you're sort of in a, you know, what do they call it, a secret ballot or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's no guarantee that the votes are even counted properly, so I don't know that voting is in fact violence at all. But the idea that voting perpetuates the system, I think that this
probably false.
So this one's obviously untrue because if you consider the system, what we have now, the United States government, the Constitution, or anything like that, I'd say that more people have not voted in the United States than have voted throughout its history, so therefore I can say just as easily that not voting perpetuates the system.
And that would be as, you know,
as
pointless.
Ludicrous.
Because you can also show elections where 0% have turned out and the system has continued on, and plus you can also point out that the system will always vote for itself, so the bureaucrats and their families will always come out.
Oligarchy.
More coming up. You take control. Bring up whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your garden in a can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. So, this weekend, of course, was Halloween, and we did our Free Talk Live Halloween edition of the show. We're talking about the Boulder, Colorado situation where they're cracking down on the naked Halloween pumpkin run, which is just a tragic story. But it wasn't the only tragic story out there with a Halloween theme to it, and since we're still pretty darn close to Halloween, I thought it was worthwhile sharing some of the other stuff we had to talk about, what we never got to, just because the Saturday night show was incredibly busy with phone calls, as it tends to be. But here's one for you. WKBW.com reporting, it's no trick. The town of Tonawanda is shutting down a haunted house, and that's no treat for Halloween lovers this October. For 15 years, the Deck family has been scaring neighbors and trick-or-treaters at their annual haunted house. But this year, the boogeyman turned out to be the code enforcement officer. When I came home from work,
nothing scarier than the government.
They posted a no-entry sign over my sign that no one's allowed to use it, said homeowner Paul Deck. The town posted an unsafe structure notice, which states that no one is allowed to go inside. They want me to change all my displays to the outside so people could just walk around it, he said. A haunted house outdoors is what the government wanted this guy to do.
That makes sense.
Deck designed this house of ghouls and ghosts with his three boys. They spent over 40 hours constructing it to be like a maze inside.
And how much does this cost? I mean, they don't just have these. These materials are not cheap.
No.
I mean, a good piece of plywood will cost you $30 or $40 just for a piece of 4x8 plywood. I can hardly imagine how much money they must have put into this, even if it's sort of more scrappy stuff that they have from a construction site or something. It's still not cheap.
I don't have the numbers here, but I've got some numbers, the actual cost numbers, but I do have some numbers of the materials they used. We'll get to that in a moment. But they spent over 40 hours constructing it, and he said it was too late to rebuild the whole thing by the time the town came by with their warning. It's approximately 1,200 square feet, built with over 300 2x4s, 400 feet of plastic. It's got between 12 and 15 displays. It has everything from Freddy to Jason to Hannibal Lecter, he said. Sounds pretty elaborate.
It sounds like a family, a nice way for a family to get together, have some fun time together, and then to provide something to the community at the same time.
Absolutely. It sounds wonderful. And it's been going on for 15 years. So now, all of a sudden, 15 years into this, the city decides to you know, have a problem with it, or the town of Tonawanda.
You know, when you go looking for Christmas lights, you remember the houses from last year, and you're always quick to go back to those houses.
Ooh, yeah.
Ah, so you can go see them again.
Sure.
You know, they build a certain reputation in the community, and I can only imagine the reputation these people have after 15 years of putting on a haunted house. Every year, they probably step it up a little more, and they give a little more to their community, and they work a little harder. I can only imagine.
Deck's neighbors are disappointed. This haunted house is something they look forward to every Halloween. I think it's a shame. The kids are really disappointed. Every year he does a great thing for the kids. They love to come. They love it. Come in twice sometimes if they can, said a local neighbor. Obviously, somebody complained and they came and shut it down, said another neighbor. Some kids even posted these signs thanking the Deck family and asking them to fight for Fright Night. Paul Deck says he'll try to make it happen. I'm working for them. Trust me, I'm not a quitter. I'm not going to give up, and I want to see all of your faces on Halloween here, he said. Deck says code enforcement's biggest problem with the haunted house is the hanging plastic because it's flammable. So he's going to take that down and see if he can get the town's permission to at least open up for Halloween night. Normally he, please,
just let Once me. You do this, though, once this kind of thing happens, they've gotten their little fingers in there, and they will never stop. And next year it'll be harder and more arduous to get it done and more arduous, and they're going to just get in there and make life a living hell. That's my experience in dealing with towns and what it is they do.
Normally, he opens his haunted house up for free every night for 2 weeks up through the holiday. This year, not going to be happening. If he was lucky, he got it on Halloween night. I'll see if I can find a follow-up to the story, but just so sad. And it wasn't the only one, either. It wasn't the only story in the news about some city bureaucrat coming along to a long-time house, a haunted house in a neighborhood, and basically demanding that they shut it down or else. I mean, can you imagine what would happen? And this comes back to the discussion of people doing disobedience and non-cooperation and people saying no to the government. What would they do to this guy if he just decided to say, go to hell? I'm opening my doors, and my neighbors that support me are invited to come here to this haunted house.
I can't imagine. It's difficult to say. They could send a bunch of cops over there and
stand on the outside and guard the place or something like that.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't that be just sick? I mean, can you imagine that happening? That would be
what they're
going
to do is they're going to lie to the cops. They're going to say to the police officers, this place is unsafe.
Mm-hmm.
Children are going to be hurt.
Of course.
You must keep these children safe by keeping them out of this house. This man is mad. He has already shown a propensity for, being a scofflaw. That's what they're going to try to say.
Yeah, but you are dealing with a town. I mean,
it's a town rather than a city.
It's likely that the cops probably are familiar with this house if they've been working there for a little while. And there's a good chance that some of the cops' kids have gone to the house before.
You're right.
So it would be an interesting situation to see what would happen if somebody who is liberty-oriented, somebody who is willing to say no to these government bureaucrats, were to actually just go ahead and open the haunted house anyway, tear down the government signs, and just let people come in.
You're right. I'd like to see it, too.
At the very least, look, they've already told you can't do it, right? They've already said, nope, can't do this. You have to change this and this and this and this and this, and then maybe we'll let you. And don't forget the permit fee.
There's got to be a fee.
Right. They've already laid it all out, what their demands are. And he's pretty much at this point, he's bowing down. He is doing what most people do, is they go along to get along. And, okay, I'll do what you say. But if he were to just say, well, let's just open this up anyway and pull the video cameras out. Go ahead, hang out front the entire time
with
the video camera.
Most people don't consider the video camera option.
Most people don't consider the non-cooperation option in the first place, but it changes the entire situation. When one person is willing to say no, you find people who are willing to back you up. You'd find that all of a sudden the neighbors that are just at this point speaking in support of you may actually be willing to stand up in support of you. They may actually be willing to. I'm not saying they all would. But maybe some of them would actually be willing to come out to the haunted house despite the looming specter of the government overhanging the entire affair.
I don't think that they have anything to worry about by going through the haunted house. I think only the haunted house builder and the guy on whose property it is, that's the only person that has anything to worry about.
Really? I mean, there's a no-entry sign that they posted saying no one's allowed to use it.
Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the law is, but I just wish people would have a little bit more courage when dealing with stuff like this. How about the snowman guy? Somebody mentioned this the other day. Remember the story last year, Mark, about the guy in Alaska who builds this monstrosity of a snowman? Snowzilla is what it was called, if mm-hmm. I'm recalling correctly.
Sounds right.
And so he was ordered to take it down. And
why was that?
The cops bashed it down, if I'm recalling correctly. The cops came in and destroyed Snowzilla. And someone put it back up in the middle of the night. Of course, he's not admitting that it was him, but at least that's a step in the right direction.
I agree.
Somebody who is basically thumbing their nose at the state and saying, to hell with you, I'm going to do this. It's my property. It's my snow. I'm going to build. This is my haunted house. I'm going to open this. What are you going to do about it? I mean, could they put a lien on your house for opening a haunted house there?
I suspect they could.
I guess they can do whatever they want, right?
I mean, if they put a fine, if they give you a fine, then they, you know, they're the town. I suspect they could put a lien on your house. I don't know, but it wouldn't, it, you know, it
I don't know about that
either.
It doesn't
seem like it would be great.
I know that up here in New Hampshire, when somebody gets busted for a violation or misdemeanor, if they hit you with a fine, then you can go to jail for that. So that would be preferable than having them steal your home, right? Maybe going to jail for a weekend as opposed to having them put a lien on your house. Wouldn't you rather do that? I mean, as far as the public is concerned and public relations, look, they put me in jail because of my 15-year-old haunted house that I've been doing every single year.
Well, I think that I would prefer to give them $100 than go to jail for 2 days. However, I also think that if I do that, that the next
they'll
year
come back with a $200
fine. The fine will be higher.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know what the fine's going to be, and likely it would be $100 a day or something like that.
Yeah, that's typically how they do it.
So you're really looking at probably 2 weeks in jail, maybe a month in jail for this rather than, you know, a couple of days.
But that, I think, would galvanize people behind you even more. I mean, you've already got the support of your neighbors. Now the government people want to put you in a jail
cell. People are behind Kurt. He's still in jail.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL.
Slack from being beaten up.
SACL CAI toll-free line. There was another candlelight vigil for Kurt last night, actually. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.